For anyone who was not interested in that whole digression, I apologize. The handout really does not deal with such things. The handout is much more practical. So we left off with my green tea question, I think, from last week. Green tea is much easier to talk about than Kruch Nefesh for an unbeliever. Want to ask something?
Yeah.
Green tea?
No, not green tea related.
About the topic we just spoke about?
Yeah.
So let me just ask, let's just put that off till... I'll wait around. Anything you want to talk about that topic? But just to get something good and practical in, the green tea. My agenda here is Yisuvei Das and the issue of Yisuvei Das as a reason for Chilul Shabbos. And my agenda really isn't green tea. I don't know how many of you are going to encounter a green tea Shiloh. What you will encounter all the time is the driving in the car Shiloh. Who can go in the car? Under what circumstances could a person accompany another person who is going in because of Sukkanas Nefashos, or even non-Sukkanas Nefashos? We'll see. Tremendous chiddush that Rabbi Jachter I caught in Gray Matter, quotes from Rav Schechter, it took me by surprise. I have to apologize that I have not clarified it. I need to understand it. You'll see what I'm talking about in a minute. But let's just do this sugya in fairly rapid style. The sugya starts off on page 15 of the handout with what seems to be a sphere in Gemara. Do you want
to... is this also related to Sivu
effect? Absolutely.
Because sometimes you should put das.
Green tea is placebo.
It's actually a remedy.
Yeah, 100%. 100%. Let me give you my case again. 100%. My case is this poor woman who had hepatocellular carcinoma, which is a horrible, horrible cancer that gives a person about 3 months to live, no matter what you do. It's a horrible disease. And she read somewhere and was convinced that green tea would be the remedy. She's convinced. And she's quite ill. And she wants the green tea every day, heated up, including on Shabbos. Now, most of the time, you can just get around this by making tea the mutter way, right? But for some reason, this is occurring in not that setting, but there would have to be somebody heating up the tea. So, can I be mechal or Shabbos daraisa just for placebo effect, right? So, Dabra Pasha, we'll see in a moment. Not necessarily, we'll see. Okay, so Gemara number one. Gemara is one that we're going to be interested in, assuming we get to the next topic, which is Yoledes, which is another very, very prevalent, important topic for you guys, which is how to handle Yoledes and all the issues of Yoledes. So let's get this Gemara down really well. The Gemara says that Yaldin Esa Isha B'Shabbos V'Karin La Chachama Mimakom L'Makom U'Machalin L'Esa Shabbos. So you're allowed to be Mayaled the Isha on Shabbos, and you're allowed to call in the midwife, right? And then you're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos. So what's the obvious Shiloh? There's a redundancy there, right? Especially assuming like Tosfos that being the Yaled is really Nisid Araisa. So obviously I could be Mechal Shabbos. What are you telling me again, Mechal Shabbos? So the Gemara asked that Kasha, right? Mechal Nalayas Shabbos Latuyeh Mai. So it tells you Latuyeh the following case. The case is where the Chola, the Yoledes, is saying, light the light for me, right? Be Mavir. Do that Malacha for me because I need it. So the Gemara says, isn't that pshita? She obviously needs it for some kind of sakanas nefashos, right? The assumption is. So the Gemara says, no, it's not pshita, because this case is a case where she's a suma, she's blind, she's making no practical use of that light. It's just yisuvei das, she should know there's a light that other people, in case she needs them, should have a light. So it's mishum yisuvei das. So the chiddush of this Gemara, right? What's the chiddush of the Gemara? Is that for yisuvei das alone, I can be over on an issur d'oraisa. Seems to be the upshot of the sugya. If you look at the Tosfos on this daf, Tosfos says, and we'll have to get back to this when we talk about Yoledes, could be that a Yoledes is a particularly fragile individual, because the other chiddush of this Gemara is there's no baki involved. I don't need to ask Shiloh's, right? She asked me to light the fire. I don't even need her to ask me, right? That's going to be the psak. Just do it. Just light it for her. You can just anticipate this need. And Tosfos suggests, why is this different than the sugyas in Yuma that say you should ask a baki, you should ask the chola themselves before you bring mechal Shabbos? So he says because maybe Yoledes is a particularly fragile situation. So we'll have to see how that works out. But clearly for Yisuvei Das, Pashut Pshat in the Gemara, you could be mechal Shabbos Daraisa, and the Rambam passings you could do it, and there's a Tshuva Sarash for the passings you could do it outside of the context of Yoledes. That just for Yisuvei Das, that there'll be definite room to be matir Yisurei Daraisa. And there's the Radvaz is the other one, is very famous. We'll see, that's the postgame talk about the Radvaz, Jews are Radvaz. This flies in the face of who's learning Gittin? Anyone learning Gittin? Okay, so you're all very familiar already with Gittin, like the Shechiv Mara sugyas, I assume. And the sugya there is, what are you allowed to do for Shechiv Mara Shema Yitrof Daito, that we don't want him to go crazy, and we're worried about his Yishuv Adas. So what are we matir for him? How far does the Gemara go? Gemara in Bava Basra, Gemara in Gittin, several places in Gittin, right? Anyone? What are you allowed to do? Can he give the get? So that's the sugya. Right, good. You got the sugya. So what's the whole chop there? What does Rashi say? What's the problem? The tension is he can't give the get. Why? He can't be metalta muksa. So we're not even allowed to be metalta muksa. What do they let him do? Make a kinyan. Kinyan agav, the whole deal, right? He can make a kinyan. That he can do. And Gemara in Bava Basra, you see the same thing. For Shechiv Mara, all they seem to be allowed to do is a kinyan. We matir a kinyan. What about Yisuri Daraisa? Shubada. So there was an article by Rav Chaim Parash in Halacha Refuah where he seems to allude to the fact, he thinks the chiluk is that it's the degree of illness, the degree of sakana to the patient. That's difficult. Right? Shechiv Mara. Pretty sick. Right? I mean, how sick do you have to be? Would he draw the line? Okay, so maybe it's something else, which is obvious. Right? What's the chiluk? Why Daraisa here? And only the Rambam's there. If you take it to the next step, look at page 16. What's the halacha? The halacha is halacha tes in Shin Vav. So it's asur lomar lenu Yehudi she'ele chutz l'tchum b'Shabbos achar krove hames she'avo lahaspida. So in order to get the krovim in for a hesped and somebody who's already dead, I can't be matir the isur tchum amir l'nachri. I can't do that. However, chole the takif la'alma. So for him to bring his krovim in to make him feel better, so for sure it's okay. I can do amir l'nachri, and I can even be over on the isur tchum. Okay, great. So that gets me a little better than kinyan, right? Kinyan is much lower level isur, but what's going on? So the first one, the Aruch HaShulchan on page 16, is the first one to start to develop what the split is, the split that's going to make its way to Lach Lamaisa, and where we're going to draw the line or not draw the line. He says like this. He says that for a stam situation to go get the krovin, which is most of the time what we're going to be dealing with, all the time, right? Somebody's very ill. Here's a typical scenario. I have seen the Rav in my I listen into all his shilas ask this question, unfortunately, on more than one occasion, is that there's somebody who's the end is near, and it's Shabbos, and they want to get somebody over there before the person goes. Not for refuah. We're not calling the doctor over. We're just calling family members over so that they should have a last time with the person. So is that mutter? So is that mutter? To have him go in the car. To get a taxi. So, before we get to that case, let's say you considered it mamish, that the doctor tells you, if this guy gets upset, he's dead. So what's the psak there? Cheetah. Absolutely, you can do dinim d'raisa. Get in the car and drive over. This guy's going to die, that's for sure okay. However, the Aruch HaShulchan says, what about other cases where the doctor's not saying that? And that's usually the case. You don't usually have a doctor around telling you the mental state and the likelihood. There's no doctor who's going to have the guts to do it. I'll tell you my experience. Doctors don't think that they can get that fine-tuned fragility of a patient.
Unless it's a psychiatrist.
Perhaps. It is possible that a psychiatrist can... There are situations related to this where a psychiatrist gets heavily involved. In other words, is there a possibility this person will commit suicide? For sure, we'll listen to psychiatrists in those cases. Bidocha isur deraisa, like that. For a totally healthy person. But if the issue of isur das relates to suicide or affective disorders to that degree, we are very makel on that. But getting back to this, the Aruch HaShulchan says the following chiluk. He says, when it comes to the, he's really talking about the stira that's in our sugyas. So he says, Mikol makom she Yisrael ba'atzmo yase iser shvus lo hutra. That's not allowed. Sharei ein ze refua eilach shasha ba'alma. What's the chiluk? The chiluk is going to be, is what the chol is asking for is refua, like green tea, or is what the chol is asking for is just something that if he doesn't get it, he's going to be upset. But he's not thinking of it as the refuah. Now why should that make a difference? He's upset? Should that make a difference? So if you look, the Tzitzel Yezer gets into this. I thought he analyzed it beautifully. It's on page 16 on the bottom. And I'll give you the upshot for the interest of time. The way I understand it is as follows. When the Chola thinks that he's not being listened to, when it comes to something that they think is a refuah, they're going to be in absolute panic and yeush. And panic and yeush are mamish. There's much medical literature to support this. Very much going to be affecting the potential life that's at stake. And there's much literature that shows that patients that give up definitely have much worse prognosis than patients that don't give up. So the fear is, in the case of a refuah, that we're going to ignore the request for a particular refuah, that in that type of case, like the green tea, I would venture to say, the green tea case, I would now think of it differently and say, even though it's a complete placebo, right? It has absolutely no real value to her. She's about to die. But it could very well be, I'm not going to paskin, but it could very well be that a posek would say that's mutter because it's l'shem refuah. She's asking for refuah. And in her mind, it's a refuah. And if she thinks her last hope is not given, then yeush and absolute tzokanas l'fashas will set in. And that is the way that the Sicilians presents it. As opposed to the cases that we were matir kinyan and were matir only dinam derabanan, there they were asking for something, right? A visitor. But they weren't thinking that what we were holding back was their refuah. And that type of chiluk makes it way all the way, halacha l'maisa, to page 17, into Shmir Shabbos Kehochasa. In Shmir Shabbos Kehochasa, he actually paskins along these lines. Kol davar shachole dorish oso v'hu eino nogea mamash lerifu aso, ach yesh bo kidei lahafis is daito, he's going to be matir isurei derabanan. However, not isurei deraisa. Unless you know that the doctor says, or you have reason to believe, it will be mamish sakanis nefasha, so sometimes it will be. But otherwise, unless it's nogea to the refuah, we're not going to be matir. So, how far does this go in terms of, if you go to page 18, in terms of halacha l'maisa, letting people into the car. So having the person into the car, accompanying another individual. So that's pure comfort. Is it refuah? No. So would we be matir isuri daraisa for that purpose? I would venture to say no. We would not be matir just to have somebody accompany the person. You cannot let the guy get in and drive himself. However, what would you let them do? Amir al-Nakhri, get in a car, a car that's already driving. I remember recently, about a month ago, the shaila came up, and it was that shaila that I just mentioned before, is about somebody in the hospital, and I don't know how word got back to Tinek that this was the situation. Oh, I know how word got back to Tinek. It's very simple. There was the person who was a chola, who was dying, had a son living in Tinek who was a doctor, and he was called in to go mamish for sakanas nefashos as a doctor capacity. But he had a sister who was not a doctor, and the shaila was, the doctor needs to go because he's involved in the medical care, that's certainly sakanas nefashos. Can the sister just hop along for the ride, mishum yishuv adas? And the psak was certainly yes. Okay, so why is it yes? And what's very illuminating is the psak over here on page 19 from Rav Shechter. Rav Shechter talking about an elderly Jewish woman who is a suffix sakanas nefashos. So she was allowed to go in, she was allowed to drive in or be driven in on Yontif. She was allowed to take her grandson, I think it was, with her. No question about that. She's a Cholesh Yesh Masakana, Amir L'Nachri, whatever it is, the Yisurim are involved, Tchum, definitely okay. What about going home? She was cleared in the hospital, Sakana is over. She's not a Cholesh Yesh Masakana. What is she now? A Cholesh She'ein Bo Sakana. Let's grant her that. That's what Rav Shechter assumed. Rav Shechter assumed she's now a Cholesh She'ein Bo Sakana. She can she drive back? So you have to know a little about things we didn't talk about yet, but are in the handout, which is that what can you do for Cholesh She'ein Bo Sakana? We mentioned it once. What are you absolutely allowed to do right off the bat? Amir L'Nachri, Kuli Alma, you can do Amir L'Nachri. So you can have her driven back. Amir L'Nachri. No question about that. And what about now for the Cholesh She'ein Bo Sakana? This is the thing that struck me. Would you be matir the grandson going back in the car with her? So I would have thought no. The heter of Yisuvei Das is by Chola She'ish Bo Sakana. So this is not working that way. So how must it be working? And what I apologize for is not getting confirmation from Rav Shechter yet about it. But I think what's operating here is something else. Something that's very important for you to know.
Well, it's not inside Yisuvei Das, but inside we wouldn't have let him go back, so he wouldn't have come in the first place.
Oh, that's interesting. I like that. I like that. We didn't get to that topic. That's very interesting.
Official.
The Tzitzel Ezer talks about that, actually. Criticizes Shlomo Zalman. Shlomo Zalman, they had that Bikuch we talked about last week, about what's the definition of Bikuch Nefesh. So he didn't like that. I don't think he liked applying Tzitzel Ezer Shlomo Zalman, unless it were a case like this, you could. You're right. In other words, the shiloh there was, could you let the guy drive back himself? So on a Daraisa level, he wouldn't let. But what's the Isser over here? That's what I'm getting at. What's the Isser here? Who could tell me the Isser involved in a car that's going back anyway, or going somewhere anyway, and a person just getting in the car?
Don't we say this?
He's not opening the door, right? Someone's opening the door.
Anah.
Right, so that's Rabbi Jack is very careful to take. This case certainly didn't involve Tchom, right? Tchom is a potential Isser de Rabbanon to get involved with, and according to some deraisa, well, the question is machlokes rishonim, machlokes achronim, and I think that the bir halacha is machria that we treat it like the rabbanon. That's what most, I think, lemaisa people will treat tchum as an inyan the rabbanon. Though there are many poskim that will say it's deraisa, and could paskim machomer that way. Practically speaking, I think many rabbanim that I've seen in action will count it as a derabanon. But either way, let's take it out of it. Tchum will be something to contend with, Ein Achinami. But if it's not tchum, like it wasn't in that case, right? He's going from the Heights to Columbia. I think that was the Maisa Shahaya. So, what's the Isser? So, if you have an Isser?
By Nir La'akum, there's an Isser or not?
Hanar from the actions of the
Nachri.
Right, so.
If the Nachri turns up.
Adait the Nafshi.
Yeah, but this is not completely a daita d'nafshi. If he's taking you in the car, that's not really a daita d'nafshi.
Right, he's doing it to make money, and he's doing it as his job. I don't think it's like he's your shaliach. I don't think that we would view it that way. But it's interesting. There is one tenable possible issur, and I want you to know, the poskim a grapple. What is the issur? Right. So there used to be this whole discussion. It's in Shmiras Shabbos Kelsa, but it's I don't think it's talked about much. Contemporary wise, and that is the additional weight of the person in the car going to affect the amount of havara that's taking place? So, I think that that is not really considered significant. I think lemaisa that's not considered significant. However, what could be an issue? So if you look, there is one issue that is potentially of issue, and that is Marisai. Rav Moshe has a tshuva, the one above the Rav Shechter piece over there, where he's grappling with what exactly is this or involved. He says, okay, at worst it's some type of marasayan, very low-level marasayan, but the poskim, you know, very, very consistently are very lenient. That's what I'm getting at. There's a lot of room for kulas in this area of a passive traveler in a car, especially if it's not really marasayan. Everyone knows that there's some kind of the sakana nefeshus going on, and that's the reason the guy's in the car, right? So I just thought it's an important thing for people to be aware of, that lemaisa, you know, you have to take every case by itself, and da-da-da-da-da. But in this area, there is considerable room for kulas that are used continuously. Like Rav Moshe on the piece above, he makes a whole point that the pregnant woman who needs the husband to come along, it's clearly that she's like a hysterical person, right? Whatever Lashon uses to describe this, and you know, there's no real need for the husband. She knows it, we need it, we know it, right? This Yisuvei Das is not going to really put her in jeopardy. And yet, he says, the fact that the Gemara treats the Yoledis in such a fragile way, as we saw in that sugya, coupled with the fact that what's the Isser here? So he's Matir in the early, early stages of labor, when it's not even definitive labor, that's the Chiddush, right? It might not be definitive labor, it might end up sending you back, letting the husband go along, even in that case.
You said that Polish Ingosakana and Yerlan Afri is completely fine. That's for the person who refuels them, no? In other words, if the woman's in the hospital and she's a Polish Mosakana is getting home for the purposes of refuah, that we'd say really not.
Yeah, because it's she is going to be in emotional turmoil. This is the way Rav Shechter analyzed this. It's emotionally this yeshuva das, right? I'm not used to right. I wasn't used to myself thinking along yeshuva das in yanim in the context of Polish Mosakana. But clearly Rav Shechter is. Right? Because clearly, and it's, I'm not just speculating, because
Rabbi
Jack is saying that now she is a Cholosh Emo Sakana, and this is important for her for her emotional well-being that she get home, right? He reasoned that the woman will still be sick enough to be considered ill, and it is permitted to ask a non-Jew to violate Sabbath, Shabbos, on behalf of an ill individual, even if the illness is not life-threatening.
Quote. Then wouldn't that make it much of the person to go along with her anyway? If you say that you should ask, is important for her?
Well, that's exactly the reason that went
so
along.
If we let her go into the car...
So, like, in other words, once you're into Yeshiva Das, right, then it's the natural thing is just throw that in for this guy as well, for the grandson as well. Right, exactly. It was a chiddush to me. I wouldn't have... I'm not used to throwing it into this context. I'm not sure about it. I got to tell you the truth. You know, the Yeshiva Das is something, I guess what we must be saying now is that it is part of the refuah of the person. That, you know, not only is it the potential sakana to a person whose life is in danger, but it's also potential worsening of an illness or taking away from the recovery from an illness. That must be what we're saying. Which, by the way, is not so absurd. Meaning, it's very reasonable because there is medical literature to that effect as well, right? That somebody's, just as one example, immune suppression due to agitation because of a steroid release, cortisol release. There's a whole discussion and a whole literature on that. So that would certainly affect the person as a Cholosh Ein Bo Sakana as much as a Cholosh Yesh Bo
Sakana. So we were trying to make a halak between those two, between her getting into the car and the grandson getting into the car?
The setup was to be mechalik, but at the end of the day, the maskana, we aren't. Right, exactly. In other words, I was trying to like play it up a little, because I thought it was a bechidish, but you're right, the maisa is the same Yisuvei Das to her that we're concerned with, whether it be her getting to go home, and now getting to her to get home with this other guy. 100%. All right. So, all right. Let me just take questions after, so I can do a little Yoledis, because Yoledis is so important.
Yeah.
So important. So I want to just do the Yoledis section. And again, I apologize for our digression. I hope it was worthwhile to some degree. You might find that one day it'll come in handy, what we spoke about earlier. But let's just do the Yoledis. So Yoledis. So already we get the impression from the Gemara, Yoledis is a very, very special area. It's super, super Sakaras Nefashos. Super, super Pikuach Nefesh. But that's once you're a Yoledis. What about prior to being a Yoledis, when you're just a Milberis, pregnant woman, right? Yitz Hashem, everybody should have to contend with this, right? On a personal note, as well as in Rabbanus, whatever it is, right? Do we do anything? Is it a Milberis, a Chola in any way? Anything special? So right off the bat, we find out, no. Just Legabe, the Inyanim that have to do with pregnancy. That, yes. So, for example, there are certain physiological changes that occur in a pregnant woman, right? Certain vitamin deficiencies that she's at risk for, certain elemental deficiencies that can be treated on Shabbos, where normally there's an Issur Refuah, right? For a person who's, she's a total bar, she's feeling fine, right? But we will be concerned, consider a chola, not just a michush balm or anything like that, we're going to consider a real chola, legabe the inyanim of pregnancy. But that's it. Legabe other inyanim, she's back to the status of everybody else. So a pregnant woman who has a toothache, right, or something that's just considered michush balma, is no more allowed to take refuah than anybody else. Okay, good. So that's number one. And in fact, not only are we not maker with the Mubaris, but in certain respects, we're quite machmir with the Mubaris. How are we machmir? So that, I took this because I thought Piskei Tshuvos has the most elaborate description of the details, but I'll just tell you in general, what about preparations ahead of time? How much responsibility do you have to take for the possibility that you're going to need to go into the hospital on Shabbos? So, well, the Piskei Tshuvos over here goes through a whole list of things you got to prepare, do everything you can, make sure you don't have to do any writing or no one has to do any writing for you, get the labels done, get everything done the hospital's going to have to do, have the lights on, have the envelope ready with the taxi and all, everything, as much preparation you can do to avoid any Chilul Shabbos, make sure you do it. So why do I say it's a chumrah? It's a major chumrah. Shlomo Zalman points out, in the context of telling you where he draws the line, maybe I should tell the woman, you know, Columbia Presbyterian has a very nice Bikur Cholim organization. Every Shabbos that you're in your ninth month, go stay there. I want you to stay in the apartment in Columbia. This way you don't have to be Chal Shabbos. You don't have to get anyone to drive. You just walk in. Maybe I should tell her that. So he says, Pshita, no. Absolutely not. That type of preparation is definitely not necessary. She can stay home. Why? Why doesn't she have to avoid the Chilul Shabbos? So he says, well, what's the whole makor for any avoidance of Chilul Shabbos? What's sugya? Anyone know? Gemara in Shabbos? Huh? Which sugya are you referring to?
19th parak of Shabbos. Rabbi Akiva says that anything that you could have done before.
Well, that's the Gabi Mila, so we paskin unlike Rabbi Akiva. We pass the Hechsher Mila is not the Hechsher.
The
Hechsher, yeah, okay, that's because it's the Chuya, right, okay.
No, that anything that could be done before Shabbos, you cannot do on Shabbos. Only the things that
can
be, that could not be done before Shabbos.
Right. In other words, there's no, from Achshirei Mila, you cannot be Mechal Shabbos.
But then I think the second Mishnah is...
Right. So hold off on that. It's a little different. I'll explain to you why it's different. But let me just say what... The sugi I'm talking about is Eimachligim Mesvina. Right? Pachos Mishloshim Yom. Right? You have to, if you're going to go on a boat ride or something, a long trip, or Bamidbar, make sure you do it at least in advance of Shabbos 3 days. That's a very important sugi. Right? And what do we learn from that? That you, what? So Rosh Hashanah Zalman says, what do we learn from that? We learn that you can't make an affirmative, positive step that puts you in a position where you're going to be requiring Pikuah Nefesh or some type of Heter to be Docha Shabbos. But no one says from that Sugya that you have to make affirmative statements, affirmative actions to avoid being in that position. You hear the difference? These are very different things. Right? It's usher for me to put myself in a position where I then am going to be Mechal Shabbos because of Pikuach Nefesh. But I'm not required to actively avoid that situation. So that's why he says a person does not have to now go and spend Shabbos in a situation where he won't need to be Mechal Shabbos. And what about all those other preparations? He says that's just Chumra V'Alma. You really, Mikra Din, you shouldn't have to do any of that either. Right? There is no obligation, Mikra Din, to avoid such situations. So that's all Lachumra. The status of the Muberes changes dramatically when she becomes a Yoledes. So if you turn to, let's try to do this outside since we have 7 minutes left. So what's the special status of Yoledes? First of all, when does it begin? When does she become a Yoledes? I'm about to tell you that a Yoledes falls into this category where you can anticipate her needs even in terms of Chilul Shabbos. You can, in other words, like, put on the, she doesn't ask for the light, you put on the light, like we said before, right? And a whole bunch of little nafkaminas. I was struck in light of the green tea story that Shmir Shabbos gives as one of the examples of something you could do without being asked is make her a glass of tea. It was unbelievable. But and turn on the air conditioner, all the kind of needs that you would suspect. Of course, you have to really suspect that these would be needed by this person. Mishum Sakana Stafasha, so you have to suspect that they're needed. You can do them. Anything you anticipate that she might need. When does she hit that status? Well, psichos of keder. That's what the Gemara says. When she becomes a yoledes. When? What sign is there that that occurred? So on page 22, you'll see I have a whole bunch of shitos out there what exactly that time is, but I'll just tell you that there's the Shulchan Aruch, for example, on page 20 tells you three things, right? Tells you mishateshev ala mishbar, o misha she'adam shoses v'yored, o misha she'chavroseha nosos oso bizroseha. Those three, that's what the Gemara says. Those three are the markers, the simonim, of becoming a yoledes. What do each of those three mean? Well, or which one wins? So the Shulchan Aruch says any of them. We go l'kula, any of those you're in. So now, okay, good. So now what are they? So the shitas range from the beginning of regular contractions, right? That's one shita that many people don't like so much, right? But it's out there. You have to, you'll see I'm going to give you a whole bunch of shitas. Which one would Machria like? You have to decide who Paskin's Hilchos Shabbos questions for you. But you have, at one end, that, regular contractions. Then you have contractions that are the pushing contractions. That's a much later event. Then you have what's called the bloody show. Anyone here familiar with these things? Right? Bloody show is a it's a point where there is some dam that flows. There's a plug that's in the cervix that gets released. Right, when it happens, usually you do know. It's different than when the water breaks. Right, the water breaks, the amniotic fluid coming out. That's a different landmark. It sounds like what the Gemara really was talking about was the bloody show. Rav Yashuv understood it that way. Rav Yashuv said that original tipas dam that flows out, that's your life status. As soon as that happens, that's it. Others say, right, there's a sefer Torah say yoledes shmir shabbos kilchusa. They say no, we're going to go with the amniotic fluid being released. The water broke. from that moment on, you'll land this super, super Mekil territory. So a lot of people don't like that. In fact, the Sefer Yoledes doesn't like that. He mentions that sheet and says that's no good because that could happen 2 days in advance of when the person is going to deliver. However, that's a moot point if you know medicine, because the sakana comes into play. No doctor, no OB is going to let you go 48 hours with your, unless it's very premature, and that's a whole other story. But if you're near term at all, they're going to, it's a sakana to have no amniotic fluid in its own right. So it's really a sort of academic discussion. And the truth of the matter is, if the water breaks, whether you hold that that's psikos akever or not, that's going to bring in sakana stafashos status. So lamaisa, what usually happens is the following. The two statuses. There's the status of, and this, of course, evolves over the course of Be'ezus Hashem, multiple children. Right? When you have your first child, it's one thing. Right? Like, for example, I'll use personal example. I remember we had our first child, so I was in medical school. I was taking an exam, and I was just hoping that I'd get paged in the middle of the exam, which I did, and then I was flying down the streets, one-way streets, hoping the policeman would stop me. You know, you're in that groove. And then about 30 hours later, we had our baby. But nevertheless, like for your first child, you're never going to be sure of the medical realities unless you are a doctor. So, and here I was, a medical student, I was totally clueless. Contractions, I went in, and if you're a besafik, then you certainly treat it as though the person's a yoledes, because they are so fragile. And what does it mean to be a yoledes? Really means that you could just really act. Don't think about anything other than getting your wife to the hospital. You know, it's interesting, the Yisuvei Das issues come in a lot with the yoledes question. We're about to end. I want to just share the story. And then, again, I apologize not getting through more of this, but anyone who wants to look through the handout and has any issues that they'd like to discuss with me at any time, I'm very happy to. Let me throw out my phone number, just quickly write it down. My cell phone is 201-838-3024. Any issue in here, and a lot of it is very straightforward. I tried to include a lot so that would make it very usable in case we didn't get to the end. So I'll end with this story about the Yisuvei Das. It's very fascinating. On page 21, there's a little tshuva from Az Nidver, right, from Rav Zilberstein. And it's the kind of tshuva you think that it's never going to be nogeya to you. However, the following thing happened to me. I want to hear, what's your psak? It was our fourth child, I think. Yom Kippur, Baruch Hashem. My wife decides to go to labor right as I was on my way back to Mincha on Yom Kippur. So, you know, it's been a good time. And we head in. So I get in the car. We had the taxi arrangement. We had the whole thing arranged. And this is really our fourth child, so I don't think that we were going to wait too long. I would have driven in for sure had I not had the taxi there within 2 minutes. But I was a little more versed in the realities of everything. So we get in, and we get to the Columbia. That's where we had the baby. And it's not true now, but at that time, the labor and delivery was on the 12th floor. So get to the elevator. And for some reason, I wasn't thinking, because I think I was aware of the halacha already at that time. I said to my wife, I thought the halacha was that I can accompany her in the elevator if she needs me. So if she doesn't need me, then I got to walk, right? So I said to her, I said, so do you need me? She says, no. And just like that. And then, oh. And the elevator door is shut, and she goes up, and I'm like running up the stairs. And it was like, you know, I think it was a little cool out. I was with the coat. By the time I got up there, I was going to pass out. They were giving me more attention than they were giving my wife. It was like, get him an IV, get him something. It was like, unbelievable thing. So did I pass incorrectly on that? That's the shot. She said no, right? I asked, and then I didn't go in the elevator. So the psak really is the following. What we're going to see is that a yoledes, you don't need to ask. You let this, you just go. You assume Yisuvei Das. You assume that she needs you, right? You don't need to ask her, right? So Rav Zilberstein is dealing with a shaila where it's clear from the poskim that afilu, if she says nothing, you could go, right? But what if she says, I don't need him, you know? Bnei Brak, I don't know, wherever it is, tough women, right? I hope it's okay for me to say this. I remember when I was once discussing with Rav Shechter issues of Yoledes, he told me about his wife. How she in labor walked from the Heights to Columbia. Didn't want to be Mechal Shabbos at all. So, ooh, there's a Madriga up there, right? So, anyway, so in this tshuva, so he's asked, what, since the whole thing is Yisuvei Das, and the whole Heter is premised on the fact that I could go and be Mechal Shabbos, do all these things because Yisuvei Das, she's Mefurash, that I'm okay, right? What do you do? So he answers like this, and he says, well, you know, if the Shaila is Kodim to Tarn that she's the Yoledes, Moshe has a Mefurash tshuva, that she might not really realize what's gonna be like. So now she's okay. But once the labor starts going, they're gonna feel differently. So he says, if it's at that point in the labor, even if she says, I don't need you, just tell her that's very nice. And then you get in the car and go with her. Absolutely. So then he says, but wait a second. What if she's already Higila Yoledes, like my wife was, in that child? She already was Higila Yoledes, right? And absolutely, now I can't say that once she's a Gila Yoledes, she might change her mind. Because she's already a Yoledes. She's in the thick of it. And she still has the wherewithal to say, not really, I'll never forget it. So what's the din there? So he entertains the din should be L'chumra. That absolutely L'chumra, that since there's no issue of Yisuvei Das, there is no pretext now for allowing him to go in with her. However, he then goes and he's machriya l'kula at the end of the day, because of why? When it comes to the car shaila, he falls back on what's the isra about in the car, and he says that lamaisa at the end of the day, right? How does he put it? She'eno mosif shum isra b'meshno se'i ima b'mechona. That's what he says. He's going to be makil even in that case. However, I just want you to know, when it comes to elevators, it's a different story. We obviously don't have time to talk about this at all, but this is an issue. When it comes to elevators, the weight and the effect on Havara does become something that post-game really will deal with. So at the end of the day, actually, I passed him correctly without knowing it, that under those conditions, once she said no, I couldn't go in. Of course, I was stupid because I should have never asked and just gone in. That would have been fine. Mm-hmm.
So different stages of labor don't matter at that point?
Once she's a Yoledes, meaning that she's already...
No, she's a Yoledes because she has contractions.
Right. I hope by that she...
Or a water program.
Regular contractions. They can't just be Braxton Hicks or all these other
things.
Well,
then it's going to get worse, right?
So you still want to throw the Torah in. You want to throw the Torah in.
We know for a fact it's going to get worse.
Yeah, it's interesting.
That's the whole point.
Right. So I guess... Right.
So why do we say we believe her?
Right. If that's true that they're still going to get worse, right? You've been through it, I guess.
No.
Okay. Because you're right. It does. The worst is at the very end. You know, when... Active delivery is the hardest part. So you could make that argument. He doesn't. I agree with you. I think you can make that argument. If the svara before was, could be it's not as dramatic a difference.
And a
woman who's in active labor and is not worried, it doesn't need her husband, right? You got to get the marriage counseling, whatever. But the bottom line is, she's probably not going to even be upset at the very end. All right. Right. So, I mean, we're all missing it. In page 22, is the gamut of people that give it to. So, I think that in the position you're going to be in, you're going to be able to feeling that you're going to have to decide whether she's in the other side. So, you didn't much to do everything for your marriage. The only challenge is these extra.